Well, we had a notable death this week. Now, the name is not going to mean much to you, but what he portrayed certainly will. That is because Robert C. Bob Norris checked out this week at the age of 90, and you will know him better as the Marlboro Man.
Yes.
The original Marlboro Man is dead at the age of 90. Now, Big Bob Norris was the first Marlboro Man. He was a friend of John Wayne, and somehow that got him hooked up with an agency, and it went from there. Tall, handsome, lanky.
Rugged.
Very, very rugged. And
appeared in television and print.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And he was the image of that company.
He was. He was the face of Marlboro cigarettes. And I know a lot of people are like, wait a minute. There were ads and commercials for cigarettes?
Ads that would have copy that sounded like, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Marlboro cigarettes for their patients who smoke.
Right.
Seriously.
Yes. 9 out of 10 doctors.
If you don't smoke, what's wrong with you?
Right. Right.
He was perfect for this. He did it for 15 years before, as he said, he had to check out because he had kids. He never smoked. Was never a smoker. He realized what it did to people.
How did he pull that off in the commercials? Because he's smoking like a chimney in those.
You know, I'm sure he just smoked for the commercial.
Or they had fake cigarettes, too.
Maybe so, yeah. But he said he was setting a poor example for his children, and so he bailed. And after 15 years, and man, he was really handsome, like a very handsome fella.
He did it for how long?
15 years.
From what era?
Whatever the original era was.
Okay.
60s maybe, starting in the 60s. He was 90 years old, so yeah, probably sometime in the 60s when they started this.
So he would have been in late 30s, almost 40.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, he smoked like a very accomplished smoker, too.
Yeah, and he'd do that cool thing where you kind of take a draw and you squint your eyes and gaze off into the horizon. Like Switzer.
Yes. Yeah. Watching that great taste.
Yeah, watching his defensive formations take place.
Very steely eyes. Mm-hmm. I will give that to the Marlboro Man. So he was part of all of our, you know, whether it was youth or whatever the case may be, the Marlboro Man was an awesome pitch man. Whether you like cigarettes or not, that guy could sell a cigarette on you.
Why don't you play that ad and let people hear what a 1966 cigarette ad sounded like.
All right, here you go.
Crank it.
No, you don't see many wild stallions anymore. And even if he did run off three of your best mares, he's one of the last of a wild and very singular breed. Come to where the flavor is. Come to Marlboro Country.
And it wasn't just, smoking on a horse.
Wait a minute.
What?
So we go from running off your best mares to come to where the flavor is.
Yeah, because if you could see the visual, it's Marlboro Man on a horse chasing down a stallion that ran off three of his mares.
Yeah.
And then when he ropes the stallion, he enjoys a nice draw up a cig.
You know what, Corby?
Stares into the horizon.
What?
That is an ad.
Yeah, it is. Listen to the reek of something that Mad Men would have come up with.
Oh, my God, yes. And listen to the pipes on the voiceover, dude.
He's one of the last of a wild and very singular breed. Come to where the flavor is. Come to Marlboro Country.
God, I want to sound like that.
It's got the Magnificent Seven theme song back behind it, too.
Come to Marlboro Country.
Yeah, it's got its own country.
Yeah.
And look, man, we were told at a very young age how bad cigarettes were, but don't think for a second that I didn't want to be the Marlboro Man.
Don't think for a second I didn't have candy cigarettes pretending to be the Marlboro Man.
Right. So is that the most iconic of all the pitchmen for these big, big advertisers? So we decided we would dive back into that era because, look, it's pretty obvious right now. Michael Jordan is pretty singular.
For
his
Nike.
Face and Nike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know what can top that. you know, in modern advertising. But back in the day, there were so many celebrities that would push these products that became iconic, and they became known just as much for that as they did their acting career or whatever it may be.
Yeah, did you know
sports career?
Did you know really Joe DiMaggio as a baseball player? No, because he was done by the time we were born.
And I would say that him doing this told me who he was in the first place.
Here's Joe DiMaggio.
These are Mr. Coffee filters. This is Mr. Coffee, precision coffee brewing system. This filter was scientifically designed to extract only the finest qualities from your coffee. Even if your coffee maker isn't a genuine Mr. Coffee, our filter filters out oils, sediment, and bitterness. Filters in great coffee flavor. Mr. Coffee filters. You'll find them at supermarkets, department stores, fine stores everywhere.
Mr. Coffee.
Joe
D. I never heard of Joe DiMaggio until Mr. Coffee came along. And then my dad would be like, yeah, you know, he played baseball. What? He did? No idea. But that guy sold more Mr. Coffee. Everybody had Mr. Coffee.
It's a damn good coffee maker, Corby. Come to coffee country.
I guess his reality for me was more as Mr. Coffee than baseball, because by the time I got any baseball consciousness, he'd been gone for, you know, a good while.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a Yankee, and even back then, the Yankees were all you heard about, and in hearing about the Yankees, you were going to hear plenty from everybody about Joe DiMaggio, because he was, you know, he wasn't like Babe Ruth. He was fairly recent
back then. But he was old when he was doing these commercials.
Yeah, he was. He was. But I still had a pretty solid, awareness of him as baseball player.
Well, he made so much more money off this,
oh, no doubt,
than he ever did playing ball.
Doubt.
This made him super duper rich.
No doubt. And he had Marilyn Monroe too.
Yeah, he did.
Let's do some more.
Yeah, this one made me really. I was 10 years old when this came out, so I wasn't like into girls. I knew they were there and I knew I liked them, but this not only
sure
did it push me in that direction, it made me very confused on what I was seeing.
Yeah.
And boy, this was controversial back in the day, but you talk about selling jeans.
I took her hand in mine and we went out of the ruined place, and as the morning mist had risen long ago when I left the forge, so the evening mists were rising now, and in all the broad expanse of tranquil light they showed to me, I saw no shadow of another parting from her.
We're on the air, sir.
Reading is to the mind what Calvin's are to the body.
Calvin Klein jeans.
It was a really young Brooke Shields.
And the camera just followed her curves from
toes all the way up.
All the way up to the top in those jeans.
And she's reading something, and, you know, that tagline is still pretty iconic.
Reading is to the mind what Calvin's are to the body.
Reading is to the mind what Calvin's are to the
body. But listen to the voiceover guy at the very end.
Calvin Klein jeans.
Is that a frog or a man? Calvin Klein jeans.
They were inseparable.
Seriously. Every one of these dudes is Pete Rose's sister.
That made Calvin Klein such a massive product and a must-have.
And all the girls wore them.
Oh, my God.
She was perfect. More.
How old was she, by the way?
15, 16.
Okay, that's wrong.
Hey, it was a different time.
It was.
I know, but don't you guys agree?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Played fast and loose with stuff back then.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. Talk about fast and loose. Here's everybody's favorite pitch, man. You talk about making somebody richer than rich.
For always knowing that we love Jell-O pudding, here's the mom. And for always letting us lick the spoon after she mixes it, here's the mom. And for not getting mad at us because we wore Dad's bowling shoes into the bathtub, here's the mom.
Kids love Jell-O brand pudding. And since it's probably on your shelf, why not make some tonight?
Here's to you, mom.
Here's to you, Mom, for taking this pill that I gave you at about 6:30.
There's a few on here that have fallen pretty
Boy,
hard.
Very hard.
Let's play another one that's fallen.
Bill Cosby, you talk about something, a man that was associated with a brand. Him and Jell-O were lockstep, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Let's here's play one by a murderer.
Here's one that went sideways.
Nobody does it better than her.
Nobody does it better.
Nobody has more of what it takes to rid you of Fairmont, Mustang, LTD, or other fine car faster.
Hurts the superstar.
You know
that. That is O.J. Simpson running through the airport, getting his Hurts on.
His Orenthal.
Yes, I remember the one where the old lady said, "Go, O.J.!"
Yes, yeah. I wonder if she's still alive.
No.
Go, O.J.!
Hey, play one by the pitch man who's we didn't know was a pedophile.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. Instead of you yelling at me, let's take a break so we can casually come back and finish this thing off, so to speak, as we investigate the world's greatest pitchman now that the Marlboro Man is dead.
That was good e-news, dude.
It wasn't.
The ticker tone started.
All right, so we are in the middle of discussing, first off, the death of the original Marlboro Man, who died at the age of 90. And how iconic he was as the face of a product, not necessarily a pitch man, but you certainly identified him with the product as much as the product itself. And that's what we're determining here is, are there others of that ilk? We played Joe DiMaggio with Mr. Coffee, Brooke Shields with Calvin Klein Jeans, Bill Cosby with Jell-O, a couple others from that era that really, really resonated when we were younger. And again, it doesn't seem like this is...
Don't forget O.J. with Hurts.
O.J. with Hurts, yes. It doesn't seem like this is... They do this as much anymore with these celebrity pitchmen, where you really identify with the product, them with the product. It seemed to go on a lot more back then, but this certainly raised some eyebrows for back in the day.
This commercial will prove to the women of America that Beauty Miss Pantyhose can make any legs look like $1 million.
Now, I don't wear pantyhose, but a Beauty Mist can make my legs look good. Imagine what they'll do for yours.
Somehow, everything looks better through Beauty Mist.
Especially your legs.
Ooh.
That is Joe Namath.
Being real creepy.
Hawking pantyhose. This probably is a little bit outside the box when we're talking about these things, because I never as a kid realized what type of pantyhose it was. I just knew that Joe Namath sold pantyhose.
The urban legend was that he wore them when he played football to give his legs support.
Yeah.
That's what we were told when we were little kids.
Yeah. That was pretty widely known.
And then Robert Newhouse had to wear them. And Robert Newhouse had to wear them too because his thighs were so big.
Yes. Yeah, I do remember that too. Now, this guy, I didn't know what this meant because this was way out of my pay grade as a young kid. But this commercial played so often, and I so identified this guy with this product because I didn't even know who he was. And I, again, didn't know what the product was either. But, dude, did I know this commercial.
John Houseman for the investment firm of Smith Barney.
Good investments don't walk up, bite you on the bottom, and say, "We're here." Finding them takes good old-fashioned hard work, research, the kind they do at Smith Barney. Smith Barney is among a handful of top investment firms singled out for their work in research. Smith Barney. They make money the old-fashioned way. They earn it.
Man, that tagline was brilliant.
Boy, you talk about a no-nonsense delivery.
Well, I don't know what else John Houseman did. I know he was an actor and all that, but that's John Houseman, and that's Smith Barney. I wasn't real interested in investments back then, but boy, if I would have been, I would have thrown it at John Houseman and Smith Barney, because they earned it, man.
That's right. They made it the old-fashioned way. They earned it.
Now,
listen to that pregnant pause.
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect. Let's see.
The work in research. Smith Barney. They make money the old-fashioned way. They earn it.
That was awesome.
This guy was such a fixture in my household on Friday nights. I couldn't believe it when I saw him doing commercials. And it's not so much the car that I remember, and Danny and Ty will remember this as well. It's the description of the seats that made this so iconic.
I know my own needs. And what I need from an automobile, I know I get from this new Cordova.
First off, yes. I'm in and I want a damn Cordova.
I do too.
This new Cordova. I could ask for nothing beyond the quality of Cordova's workmanship, the tastefulness of its appearance. I request nothing beyond the thickly cushioned luxury of seats available even in soft Corinthian leather.
Right there, sold.
Soft Corinthian leather.
Soft Corinthian leather. And I remember going to school and, like, you know, we'd have whatever, sitting there at the lunchroom or whatever going, do you guys know what Corinthian leather is?
Few observations, and I learned this from my old man. First of all, I wanted a Chrysler Cordova.
Yes!
Because I thought if I drove a Chrysler Cordova, I could get the girls that were on the Mexican TV shows.
Didn't you think that was clearly the most expensive car ever made?
Until my father, who knew more about cars than I did as a five-year-old, told me that they were absolute total pieces of garbage, and there was no such thing as Corinthian leather.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't exist.
Corinthian leather. Soft Corinthian leather. That's Ricardo Montalban, by the way. You would know him better as Mr. Rourke on Fantasy Island. Boy, this one, too. I wasn't sure what this guy did for a living, but I sure as hell knew he sold me a damn battery.
He's boxing.
I dare you to knock this off. I dare you to compare anybody's batteries, anybody, with alkaline power cells. I'm trying to beat them for long life. You know what? You can't. The things that really eat up energy, like calculators and cassettes, you can't buy a longer-lasting, all-purpose power system than gold, red, and black alkaline power cells from EverReady. Come on, I dare you.
And he'd stick the battery on his shoulder and go, I dare you to knock this battery off my shoulder.
Is he like a badass or something?
Yeah.
That was the thing about commercials back then. They would challenge you.
That's Robert Conrad, and he was on one of my favorite shows, Black Sheep Squadron, which was about the Corsair Brigade in the Navy and the Pacific campaign in World War II. They changed the name. It started out as Baba Black Sheep, and then they changed it to Black Sheep Squadron. And Red West from Elvis's Memphis Mafia was in it as well. He was the mechanic.
Yeah, but he would. I mean, you'd be watching TV and like, oh my God, that guy, I mean, he's threatening me. Yeah. If I don't knock this battery, he's going to kick my ass either way.
He's tough and handsome.
Right.
He was also in the Wild Wild West.
That's true. He was. That's that Will Smith movie with robots and stuff.
Wrong. Not the one he's referencing.
Boy, this one, all right, I wasn't aware of who this woman was. Now, you certainly were, Mike. And
va-va-voom.
My dad was, and man, when this commercial came on, you talk about, like, my mother got mad when this commercial came on, as all moms did, because dad was horny all of a sudden. Because Jane Russell was selling us bras.
That's Jane Russell, starlet, full figured then and full figured now. And today we gals know how to keep our full figures looking pretty. Under the smoothest fashions, try the Playtex 18-hour seamless bra. Not a seam showing to spoil the smooth look. And the unique fabric that stretches for real support, real comfort in the 18-hour bra makes 18-hour girdles control comfortably. Try Playtex 18-hour bras and girdles. Full figures never look better.
And my dad would be watching that and go, damn right.
Yeah.
And then you'd hear
of course.
You'd hear Evelyn from the kitchen saying, she's nothing but a hussy, Phil.
Mine would be like, out of your league, Charles.
And she says, we gals.
Yeah. Why did you assign an hour total to a bra? 18 hours.
That you could wear it for 18 hours comfortably. Like most bras, it's like after 10 minutes, it's like, get this thing off of me. But this was the cross your heart bra.
But I guess that's a full day.
Yeah.
Day's worth of bra wearing.
Girls don't like bras, Corby.
No, they don't. Now, in the modern times, those are all, you know, 70s and 80s type stuff. In modern times, this guy's not a celebrity pitchman. He became a celebrity pitchman, but much like O.J. and Bill Cosby, things didn't work out real well for this celebrity.
Here is Jared Fogle. You may have seen him on the news or a talk show.
Yeah, we have.
He was inspired by Subway's great-tasting sandwiches. Jared believes in an active lifestyle, including lots of walking. At the heart of Jared's routine are Subway sandwiches.
Hey, Jared.
Hey, guys.
At Subway, you can choose from 7 sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, and they all taste great. Food for thought. Subway. It's the way a sandwich should be.
That didn't end well for Jared.
Jared loves many things. Walking, eating sandwiches, and pedophilia. Subway, eat fresh.
He's just like you.
But he won't be seeing the light of day anytime soon.
Nope.
Again, I don't know if we're talking about a thing of the past that we're talking to people that are our age, but it does seem like that this has slowly gone away. Now, of course, Shaq endorses 70 products and whatnot.
Does he ever, man?
But it's like these guys were associated with one thing and one thing only, and it was whatever it was they were selling on TV.
That was their big account.
Is the Marlboro Man the king, though? Especially the king of not saying about it. He didn't have to say anything.
He was iconic.
He was also just about the first, wasn't he?
Had to have been. Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed our little segment.
I don't know if he's a king, but he's got first going for him for sure.
Yep. There you go. There's our pitchman segment. Sayonara.
Congratulations.
To the Marlboro Man.
Stay hard, Marlboro
Man.
That
was good e-news, dude.
Stop playing that.
All right, let's get into the college.